Mums with Hustle podcast, episode 421.
Welcome to the Mums with Hustle podcast, where you'll discover everyday mum entrepreneurs killing it in their industry. Learn the secrets you can replicate to create your own success with your host, Tracy Harris.
Hey, my fabulous digital entrepreneur mummers, get ready to learn the absolute, hands down, biggest skill that is going to skyrocket your growth and create incredible opportunities in 2024. There is one Instagram skill that you need to master this year. Get cozy or pop on the sneakers and put in the AirPods and go for that walk, because I'm about to spill the tea on speaking directly to the camera on Reels, on Stories, and on Lives, and its power. Trust me, this small step is like learning to read when you were 4 or 5 years old. This skill underpins everything. Let's get into it. I had this moment the other day and I was remembering, well, first of all, how 9 or 10 years ago I was a primary teacher. And in my final couple of years of teaching, I had kindergarten. And prior to that, I had year one. And it was incredible. It was amazing. It was so chaotic. Shout out to all the teachers. You are amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do and how you help our children. But I was remembering teaching the cute little children how to read. And then I reflected on my own childhood when I was the student, when I was in kindergarten. And I have very, very faint memories and not even many memories. I mean, it's not even a handful of memories, and those memories are not crisp, okay? But I have some vague memories of learning to read and those beautiful teachers that taught me that skill. And they really broke it down and they encouraged me and they sat with me daily or weekly, whether we did reading groups or one-on-one. But that person taught me how to read. And that skill for all of us, I mean, it's major. Being able to read is like a foundation of learning and sets us up for success. The ripple effect of being able to read are huge. And so while I was thinking about that, thinking about me being the teacher teaching young children how to read, thinking about my own memories of learning to read and how I barely remember it, but yet how profound that skill has been, it led me to think about or to realize that there is one skill on Instagram that far outweighs all of the others in terms of how foundational this skill is and how powerful the ripple effects are. And I'm wondering if you can guess what the skill is. You can yell it out to yourself, right? Let's see if you're correct. 1, 2, 3, what do you think it is? The number one skill that you need to master that has the biggest ripple effect is video. It's video. And the reason that this is so big and the reason why I relate it to being an early reader and learning the skill of reading is women come into my world not being able to speak direct to camera. I mean, there are internal blocks and reasons why, and there are external reasons why. Let's talk about the internal reasons first. Within their own personality, within their own mind, they've created a certain set of limitations on themselves. or they're operating from a set of thoughts and beliefs that are not helpful. Things like, I'm not pretty enough to be on camera, or I don't like the sound of my voice, or no one's going to want to see me on camera, or I'm rambling, I talk too much, I always go on tangents. All of this negative self-talk. I'm not smart enough, or I've got an accent, people are going to struggle to understand me. All of those self-sabotaging thoughts pop up and they prevent women from showing up. And these are incredible women with brilliant knowledge and expertise that are called to serve and share their voice with the world, but they resist because they are listening to the voice of ego. And sometimes, quite often actually, those thoughts, they are pre-programmed and they were created at a time where we were most vulnerable. Well, they're created out of experience. So maybe someone told you that your voice is annoying. Maybe growing up, you were always told that you're too loud, you're too opinionated. Maybe you were told, oh my gosh, can you just shut up already and let your brother speak? All of these sorts of things. We end up storing all of that, okay? And they become internal reasons for not showing up. But there comes a point where we need to heal that and we need to empower ourselves to go, you know what? Those are just thoughts. They're not facts. I get to talk. I get to share my message. I get to use my voice and share it on video. So they're just some of the internal reasons why women resist showing up and speaking on camera. There are some external reasons as well, which I'll dive into now just lightly, but you know, it's things like, okay, I don't have the proficiency and the skills to be able to do it. I don't know the functionality of Instagram. I don't know how to record a video and add captions and, you know, putting a cover on the reels. Like, that is just, I don't understand that. I don't know hooks. I haven't developed a proficiency in copywriting, so my captions fall flat. Like, if that is you, these are external things. And these are skills and they're pieces of knowledge that you can easily just learn. It's not that hard. It's going to cost you nothing but time and effort. And if you want to come into a supportive community and have access to a coach and feedback and a community of people learning alongside you and the trainings to support you in doing that, then you can pay for that also. You can come into the Social Method Society if you like. We'd love to have you. Socialmethodsociety.com. But the fact of the matter is there are internal and there are external reasons stopping people from mastering this one skill on Instagram, which I am going to go out on a limb and say has the potential, the most potential out of any other content form to grow your authority and grow your sales this year is if you master video, and in particular, talking head videos, videos where you are speaking to your audience, because instantly you're going to cut through the noise. Less people are doing it. So instantly you have the advantage of being able to create a relationship, a trusted relationship, and be the authority in your niche if you are showing up and if you have mastered recording those talking head videos and even going live on Instagram. This truly is where the magic happens. Think about it. When you speak directly to the camera, or when you see someone speaking directly to the camera, a whole new level of connection unfolds. We are not just communicating through text. We are emotional beings that also connect through energy and tone of voice and eye contact. All of that is really important. So when you're tapping into that through your talking head videos, you are speeding. Is that a word? You are making that process of connection so much quicker. You're unlocking the power to evoke emotions, to educate, to establish yourself as a seasoned authority in your field. And trust me, my friend, you're going to be taking the lead and standing out like the shining star that you are in a sky full of sameness, because that is what is going on Instagram. So let your personality and your true leadership and energy shine with every word that you speak. Now, I want you to think back to the analogy of remembering how to read. Like, do you even really remember learning that skill, or did you just kind of start reading, right? Of course, you didn't just start reading. There was a process. There was so much that you had to learn and so much practice involved there. And there would have been key teachers and parents and, you know, maybe even older siblings that helped you and grandparents that helped you develop that practice. And so have you ever stopped to even think about going back and thanking the people that helped you read? My gosh, what a cool thing that is. But I want you to think about that as it relates to the skill of talking direct to camera on Instagram. This is a skill that carries the biggest weight in terms of transformation and ripple effects for people. The women that come into my world, whether they are blocked initially by internal and or external reasons for not using video in this way on Instagram, they are shy, you know, all the things are going on, but we work through it layer by layer. We work through it by addressing the internal reasons and reprogramming ourselves so that we do want to show up, so that it is fun, so that we know that our voice and our message is important. And we support them with the external, which is the practicalities of, you know, what do you need to know to be able to do this? And what are the steps? How do you do it? And then the accountability of supporting them with implementing. But we have women coming into the Social Methods Society every single day, pretty much celebrating the fact that they've just shared for the first time, or for the first time in a long time, an Instagram story where they're talking to their audience, or they share that they've just gone live for the first time, or they share that they're now incorporating in daily Instagram lives during their open cart period of their membership or their online course. And the reason that they can do that is because they mastered the skills of video on Instagram in the beginning. And now what has happened is the beautiful ripple effect of more people coming into their world, more people signing up to their programs, more people joining their email lists because they're able to connect through video. And remembering that that was once a skill that they resisted for so many reasons. I just want to spend a moment talking about some other ripple effects for some of my mentees that have gone on to build million-dollar businesses but started out just like you with an inability to talk direct to camera. They were so shy. Their ego and inner mean girl spoke to them so loudly. But we worked through this, and being able to speak clearly on video and Instagram has led them to be able to do video in even greater capacities. It is like a milestone on the way to full visibility as a digital entrepreneur. It is those early Instagram stories, those talking head reels, those Instagram lives where they're speaking to people that has built the capacity and the skill set in them to be able to teach live on webinars and sell live, or to be able to run 5-day challenges and coaching weeks. That all of those skills come, it's the same set of skills that are established in the foundation of being able to use video on Instagram. And now you're looking at all these women on Instagram sharing their video and speaking daily in their stories, and you're seeing them go up and up and up and sharing their monthly revenue. And I'm just going to say it, a lot of those women started out inside of the Social Methods Society, and they're killing it. And it makes me so happy to see these women and the ripple effects of something seemingly small. So when you show up in your next Instagram story, or if you dare to show up in your first Instagram story or a reel where you're speaking direct to camera, teaching something or sharing something or showing something, just know that you are conditioning yourself for being able to do video in larger capacities. Those webinars, those challenges, those videos where you're recording your course, those sales page videos, videos on your thank you page, all of that, it's going to become second nature to you because it all stems from that one fundamental marketing skill, which will go on to make you millions, I might add. And I say that from a place of experience. I shared, I don't know if I've shared it on this podcast, actually. I'm sure I have. It's been over 400 episodes at this point, but I've definitely shared with my students and my members that the first time I ever went live on social media was on an app called Periscope. And I deliberately chose that app because I didn't know anyone on there. I had zero audience. And that was perfect for me because I was truly there to just get my hands dirty and experiment. Typical line three in human design, right? The fastest way to become great at something is to just do it. And so I jumped on the platform and I went live and heaven forbid, someone was there. Someone watched my video and it was a disaster. I'll have to tell you the story another time. Maybe I've already told you the story here on the podcast. But the point is, I dove in head first into developing this one fundamental marketing skill. And that one skill, mastering that early on in the piece and not resisting it, has enabled way faster progress for me and has enabled me to have the skills and the confidence to go on and do video in much greater capacities. So, can you feel the excitement building up? Can you feel like the end of an era for you, like where a moment of true decision where you're like, you know what? This is the year for me. I am so done with the resisting video. I'm so done with the showing up sometimes. I'm so done with letting my mood dictate my actions. It is important and essential for you to be showing up on Instagram and speaking to your audience. So we want to make sure that we are either speaking in our stories or speaking in some of our reels. You don't have to speak in all of them. I mean, you can if you want to. Going live, things like that. Let's do the work. That's my invitation to you. Let's roll up our sleeves and let's do the work. Let's develop this fundamental Instagram marketing skill, digital marketing, entrepreneurial skill. Let 2024 be the year that you master the art of speaking directly to the camera on Instagram. Embrace the power to connect deeply, inspire people effortlessly, and lead with unwavering confidence. And that comes from practicing. You don't get confident, then start doing the talking head videos. There's going to be a season of, oh my gosh, this is hard. A season of major resistance where it feels so uncomfortable. It may feel downright awful and anxiety inducing, but you're going to go through that process because on the other side of that is the confidence building, is the ease, and of course, is the business growth that you are looking for. So get ready to unlock a world of possibilities for yourself and watch your business soar to new heights. You're going to become the person that people are watching, seeing you go up and up and up. And it's because you developed this skill. It is invaluable. And I'll be right here with you, cheering you on every step of the way. Go to socialmethodsociety.com to come in and join us in our next intake. Do it now so that you don't forget. Don't put it on the to-do list for later and then you forget. Come on in and let's take this step. Let's take small steps every single day in building your confidence and your skill set, the internal and the external. And what I thought I would share with you today as a bit of a challenge, and I'm so keen to see if some of you do this. I know the statistics are that 1% of people end up implementing things, and it's the 1% of people that go on to grow a successful and sustainable and scalable business. So you can decide if you're in the 1% or in the 99, but I'm the 1% chick, so I would be doing this if I was you. Write this down. This is a little framework for you to get on your stories today and speak to your audience. I'm going to give you a templatized framework of what to say. You're going to fill in the blanks. You're going to record it as many times as necessary on your camera roll and then just put the best one up, okay? And I invite you to tag me at Mums with Hustle, just nice and small, shrink it down, and I'm going to be able to see it because I'll get notified in my DMs that you've done this and I'll get to share your story, which is a good one. It's free promotion on my stories for your beautiful business. Okay. So here is the script. Get your pen and paper now. Pause this if you need to. Run and grab it. Here we go. The script is, hi, I'm, insert your name, and I'm the founder of, insert your business name, where I help, insert your audience, go from, insert their current state, to, insert their future state, by, insert the solution that you give them, without, insert perceived prerequisite. Okay. So to fill that out for you and give you a little example, it could be something like, hi, I'm Karen Clark and I'm the founder of the Bake Academy, where I help mums bake beautiful birthday cakes that impress and go from cake disaster to cake professional by providing them with recipes and step-by-step instructions that create amazing cakes, all without needing fancy equipment, something like that. So have a little go, write your script, literally write it, practice it, play around with it. Don't feel like you have to be so rigid and have like absolutely everything that I said in there, although this is helpful and it is a very proven format. But if you can get onto your stories and say that, that is a huge win, a huge win. And it is worth all of the retakes that you're going to do because you're practicing a skill. If it comes out perfect the first time, awesome. But if it doesn't, don't worry about it. Just record it again, stick with it. But I do want you to post one. So even if you don't get it perfect, it's about progress. And it's really about you getting over yourself and putting your audience first. So share that with them because it's important that they know who you are and that they can come to you for questions. Now, there's a little extension to that. It would be great if you said something along the lines of, if you have any questions about baking with me or becoming part of our community, reply to this story with the word bake. You can insert your own trigger word there. And I'll reply with the best ways that we can work together. And that's it. That would be your Instagram story for the day. So take that script and see how you go. It is insanely valuable to have this script. I mean, I wish that someone gave me a script when I first jumped on Periscope and I just literally had no idea of what I was going to say. But this is such an important script, not just to share one time as an Instagram story. This could become your intro on every single video or talking head reel that you do in the future. So do write down the script, fill it in, and I am so excited to see you implement it and take action because of the ripple effects of this one Instagram skill. Being able to talk to your audience enables bigger ripple effects of other forms of video in the future. And oh my gosh, when you've unlocked this in yourself, like the sky is the limit, my friend. And I say that from a place of personal experience, but I say that also from not just my own experience, but literally the thousands and thousands of women that have come through my programs over the past 9 years and have developed this skill for themselves. They are the ones that are still going. They are the ones that are growing smart, sustainable, scalable digital businesses online, and you see them. They are everywhere and it is just amazing. And you get to do this too. So thank you for listening to this podcast episode. Go to socialmethodsociety.com to add your name to the waitlist or to join us if we are open. And I cannot wait to see you in there and I cannot wait to start supporting you with the internal and the external challenges that you face, and to help you advance your skill set and grow your beautiful business in a freedom-filled way.